Hello, everybody. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk on Passionate World Internet Radio. In an era where Americans are standing up to abuse more than ever, a very disturbing video filmed during a WNBA game should have us concerned with coaches abusing players during sporting events, or practices, for that matter. In the video, Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark is grabbed by the arm by an assistant coach who's trying to stop Caitlin from hyping up the crowd, as if that's a problem for some reason. Look, any coach willing to grab a player like that, like they want to throttle them, is sinking into Bob Knight territory. That's disgusting because it sends a message you have the right to bully people, choke them out, or maybe even hit them to punish unwanted behavior. It isn't just demeaning to an athlete. They could carry that message with them the rest of their lives. And for all I know, maybe bleed into their personalities. Look, I wonder if Ray Rice learned to be violent from coaches, if not his own father. Responsible as he is for hitting his girlfriend, he is, more than anyone else, did his coaches at one point turn to verbal or physical abuse as a kid when he screwed up? Did former soccer star Hope Solo hit a family member because she dealt with an abusive coach? Look, nothing can make abuse okay. That's not what I'm getting at. And nothing can make it excusable. But a role model or a father figure hitting you, can that screw you up? That's what I'm wondering. A coach is like a parental figure to any athlete. So it's just horrifying to me. This might as well have been footage of a mother grabbing her daughter by the arm and screaming at her for no reason in a busy grocery store. It was similar to the abominable behavior of John Voight's character in Varsity Blues. As a result, this incident involving one of Caitlin Clark's coaches grabbing and screaming at her is just as upsetting to me as what NFL player Tyreek Hill was accused of doing to his own son. If any member of my audience has been grabbed, hit, or anything similar to this event by a boss, a lover, or a family member, call the police right away. It's the other person's fault they sunk so low, not yours. Period. There are better ways to discipline players, though I saw no need here. The key to stopping people from grabbing and hitting others is to let them know about the consequences. A trip to jail? Maybe the person you hit or grab could wind up traumatized? So much so that they could, for all I know, maybe become an absolute monster. It becomes a cycle. In the end, the fact that we have someone hitting an employee at work is appalling, and it sheds light on the threat of athletes being abused by their coaches, a despicable thing indeed. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in and so long.